We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
4 o'clock hour. I think we outlawed this song after the Panthers did away with it, but it still makes me think of a Panthers goal, and I'm okay for bringing it back for the playoffs. In fact, it would be a cool surprise at the Amerant Bank Arena if they fired this off after a goal.
Get back.
Say hello, Solana.
No, they can't because the lead singer of Jimmy Eat World, which, by the way, I mean, they had one hit. Nobody even really cares about Jimmy Eat World. We were doing them a solid by even playing this song, the world's worst goal song. Like, we made it ours, and they kind of took a shot at the Panthers after Florida announced that they did away with the goal song.
Well, I mean, the Panthers did away with their goal song right after they won the President's Trophy. And so they were like, hey, you sure you want to do this, Panthers? Like, I'm not necessarily certain they were in the wrong there.
Solana, you know some of the music you play? Talking about one-hit wonders. Goodness gracious.
Jimmy Eat World had a bunch of hits. How dare you call it? Okay.
Name one more Jimmy Eat World song.
I can't even name this one.
Right.
I know
the middle.
Yeah, the middle. The middle. He's right. It was a big hit.
Uh-huh. Right. How does it go?
He's right.
All right. How does it go?
I saw Jimmy Eat World at Riptide.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that happened to be a great performance by them.
It was a good performance. Let me start the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report that's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 253 points today. S&P 500 up 43 points, and the NASDAQ up 169 points.
Nice.
Nice. Give you a little cat talk. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We talked some Panthers with Billy Lindsay in the last hour, and we gave you a former Panthers goal song to start out this segment. But I just wanted to play this for everyone. This was after the game on Sunday, yesterday, Sasha Barkov joined Katie Engelson on Bally Sports Florida and also live at the arena. And she did a little post-game interview with Sasha Barkov, and I thought we would all celebrate what he had to say. So here's how it sounded right after the game.
Sasha, your head coach, Paul Maurice, said if you're a hockey fan, this would be the series to watch. Game one lived up to that hype. What impressed you most with how your team was able to close this one out?
Yeah, I mean, we have history between these two teams, so I know last two times it didn't work out well for us, but we want to change it now, and I think we have a great opportunity here, and today was unreal, and obviously it's been amazing atmosphere whole season, but man, we missed the playoffs. We missed this atmosphere, so it was something else.
It was a tremendous defensive effort. What was the biggest factor?
Yeah, we know they have a really good offensive team, so we have to defend at some point, and I think third period was really good by us. We scored a goal on the power play and got the lead there, so we knew we had to defend a little more, and that was good in the third.
Your goaltender, Sergei Bobrovsky, doing what he does. So many critical key saves, especially late in that third period. How would you put into words the trust that you and your teammates have in him?
Yeah, I mean, if we have that type of guy in the net, sky's the limit for us. So when you have him on top of his game and playing like that, it's fun to watch and fun to play in front of him.
How does this game one win set the tone for the rest of the series?
I think it was good. Like I know, like previously we haven't won the game one in the first round, but today we did. So it's great. But on Tuesday we have another game. We gotta get ready for that.
That is right. On Tuesday, tomorrow they have another game. We will be out there. When I say we, me and Tree Crowder's in Detroit, getting ready for the NFL draft. But Tree and I will be out there at the Amerant Bank Arena tomorrow. Game two, 7:30 puck drop. Game three is Thursday in Tampa. It's a 7 p.m. puck drop. Game four will be Saturday in Tampa, 5 p.m. puck drop. And then if there's a game five, if they need a game five, it'll be 1 week from tonight back in Sunrise at the Amerant Bank Arena. One other thing before we get headlines. This Saturday is the Purple Stride Walk that I MC every year. So I'll direct everyone again. If you want to help fight pancreatic cancer and fund pancreatic cancer research, PanCAN, which is the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, they have a big event all throughout the country, different cities, called Purple Stride. And Purple Stride, the Broward Palm Beach edition, is this Saturday. It's at Burt Aronson South County Regional Park in Boca. I will MC it this year, as I do every year. My wife and I will walk in it, as we do every year. And if anyone wants to walk in it or make a donation or get more info, you can go to purplestride.org/Broward. But that is this Saturday morning, purplestride.org/Broward. Now, let us get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Thank going you. To purplestride.org/Broward in the next break.
I will tweet out a link to the Hockman team to make it easy for you to donate to Team Lyle, as we call it, in memory of my dad, Lyle. I will give you a link for Team Lyle.
And then text me instructions on how to use the link, and we'll be set.
We only accept donations in Crowder powder, though. If only Crowder powder was around when my dad was here.
He'd have loved it.
Might still be here today.
I don't know if it works that way.
Ixnay on the not working, Sell some powder.
All right, I'll pick things up from there. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. There was a trade in the NFL regarding an AFC East team. The New York Jets.
A quarterback.
Yeah, a quarterback trade.
Pay attention, folks. This could be the news you've been waiting for.
The New York Jets traded quarterback Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson to Denver. He is the newest Denver Bronco.
And they had to send a seventh rounder with him to get a sixth rounder back. That's how bad he is.
Didn't have a lot of juice around the league.
This is actually terrible for us because I love when Zach Wilson played against the Dolphins.
Oh, it was great.
He did torch him one season, just one game. Zach Wilson did have his way with the Dolphins.
He had a couple games during his Jets starting tenure. I mean, I guess he was forced to start last year, but he had a couple games where he looked okay, but he's nothing.
I would love to play Zach Wilson for the next 10 years. Right.
How about this? Matt Ryan has officially announced his retirement as a member of the Atlanta Falcons.
I saw that. Wasn't he a broadcaster last year?
He was. Yeah.
All right. Officially retired, Crowder? Did you ever officially announce a retirement?
Yep, on this radio station with Sid Rosenberg during the Super Bowl.
But it was official, or it was just kind of an off-the-cuff comment?
No, honestly, I've talked about this, Hawk. You have to officially put in retirement paperwork to get your severance. I don't know why these damn dummies don't want to get this severance.
I mean, what could the severance possibly? Guy's made like $800 million.
I want $100,000, though. I don't know if you can just say,
severance. That's what he needs. He needs to buy groceries this week.
Man, listen, I tried to expedite that $100,000. Can y'all just wire it to me, or do I have to wait for the check? Because I'm retired. I'm done, sir. Yeah, but to get your severance, you really have to sign like a paperwork and fax it in or scan it now. I was faxing it back then.
Because that would be a good bit for you, Crowder, to just release an official press release
right.
announcing your retirement what, 10 years? What, you retired in what, 2011? Right, where
you
go,
it seems like you make a statement through Johnny and then you have a quote and it's like, it seems like there are no teams interested in my services while I still think I have a couple good seasons left. Like, I feel like that would go viral.
Uh-huh. I'm going to do it. I had the tooth went viral.
Break.
Viral. Let's keep it riding. I'm going to announce my retirement next week.
No, yeah. And you,
you got to keep yourself in the news.
You mentioned in the press release you're focusing on your seasoning line.
Powder
your new seasoning line.
That is a genius marketing plan. Uh-huh. Okay. Do y'all want money for this? Because it's going to come out here in about 4 days.
Someone will run with it, right? Like a Gainesville newspaper. Someone will run with it.
The Miami Heat, they were blown out in game one of the NBA playoffs between the Heat and the Celtics. They kicked ass Friday night against the Chicago Bulls. They clinched the eighth spot. Tyler Hero had a 27-point, almost triple-double. He was just one assist shy of that triple-double. Miami comes in riding hot into game one on Sunday, 1 p.m. in Boston. They were down 14-0, 17-2. They got as close as three early second quarter. Then Boston ran away with it the rest of the game.
Gave it a shot.
That was an ugly game.
Boston made more threes than twos in that basketball
game. Really?
They made more threes than twos.
Oh my God. 62%
of their field goal attempts were from beyond the arc.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Porzingis is good.
You were right because it was funny, man. He starts knocking down shots, and Lori says to me, she's like, that guy's good. I go, oh, you should listen to Crowder. I go, Crowder loves that guy.
Porzingis. I love the weirdest guys. I like me some Porzingis, man. Mm-hmm.
You remember when he came into the league? I mean, he was going to – you know, I sent you guys – we talked about it briefly where I said, what's going on with Phoenix and, like, you know, what is KD at this point? And I saw that Colin Cowherd on Twitter, someone had aggregated, I guess, some stuff that he was saying today that – KD is becoming irrelevant. What about Luka? You know, I think of Porzingis and I think about Luka. Luka is so unbelievably talented, but they never go anywhere, do they, Solana?
Well, to be fair, this year they were middling, right? Like right around the All-Star break when the Heat played them, there were rumblings of Jason Kidd being fired at that point in the season. They were a play-in tournament team.
And Luka and Kyrie were both healthy? Like they were...
Yeah. Then after the Heat, remember, they played Miami not 2 weeks ago. I'm talking about right after the All-Star break. Miami had a fourth-quarter lead. They beat the Heat in that game. Starting there, they won 17 of their next 19 games, had the best defensive efficiency in the NBA during that stretch, and offensively, Luka and Kyrie were just balling. Luka's a finalist for Most Valuable Player of the Year this season as well. They went into the playoffs against the Clippers as one of the hottest teams in the NBA. They got out of the play-in tournament.
Clippers beat them without Kawhi, didn't they?
Clippers dominated them in game one. Just dominated them. I don't think he's as relevant as Kevin Durant, Hawk. Like
No, I get it. But at what point
for sure.
is this,
for sure,
you know, game-changing talent not a game-changing talent?
Yeah, like at what point is he going to get you to where you expect him to get you, like an MVP candidate every single season? He's clearly one of the top five players in the NBA. Like, when are the Mavericks going to produce on the floor with him? I'm with you.
He needs to do what LeBron did when he left Cleveland. He has to go somewhere that knows how to win. I would love Luka to be a Miami Heat player. Luka's a monster. He has to go to an organization that's going to put everything around him. Him and Kyle are great, but as we see watching the Clippers games and even, you know, before that stretch, they're not a championship team right now. They just have a hellified player.
Call him Kyle.
What's his name?
Kyrie.
Man, I don't know about him. He says bad stuff about my friends.
Yeah. Misunderstood. He's one of the – I mean, it's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. They're just so smart that they understand things on a level that other humans can't. And it's like, okay, we got you.
Mm-hmm. But him – Porzingis – you know why I love Porzingis? Because I love Dirk. And he reminds me so much of Dirk.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about Luka. It's like Dirk led them to a championship.
Well, I mean, LeBron kind of gave him that championship, if we're being 100% honest.
Lana, Dirk was a monster.
No, I'm not hating on Dirk. Dirk is MVP, or, MVP caliber, like first ballot Hall of Famer, arguably the greatest European to ever play in the NBA. I'm not hating on Dirk, but let's be real. LeBron James got shut down by J.J. Barrera in that series. Like, LeBron gifted them that NBA title.
Me and Dirk dated the same girl.
Is that so?
What?
Yep. Crazy, ain't it?
Raven?
How'd you run across? Like, where were you guys in the same vicinity?
I was when Aiken Adele, your best friend.
Unbelievable that Aiken Adele is somehow in this story.
When Aiken Adele left the Cowboys, Tony Sperano brought him in, and I played next to Aiken. So one offseason, I came to Dallas to work out with Aiken. And met a girl, and then we were messing around, and I find out through, you know, different people, they were like, hey, that's Dirk's girl. Or, that, you know, sooner or later, that became Dirk's girl. So they were like, hey, you remember her? She's with Dirk now. And I was like, that's a great upgrade from me, because it's Dirk Nowitzki, and I'm Channing Crowder.
Guy's like, going to have a statue outside the arena one day.
Congratulations, Amber.
White girl or black girl?
Black girl.
He dated Dirk, black women, didn't he?
He married a black girl.
He's married a black
married girl. A black woman.
He only goes talk to black girls. Yeah, that's another reason I love Dirk. I always loved Dirk Nowitzki. I really did, and that's why I love Porzingis so much.
The lines, by the way, for tonight's NBA games: Cavs are 5.5-point favorites over Orlando. Knicks 5.5-point favorites over the Sixers. And the Nuggets are 7-point favorites over the Lakers. I think the Nuggets run them off the court tonight.
Yeah, that's a sweep.
I don't know, man. I don't.
Well,
I
only because they played them tough in game one. I think they run them off the court. I'm not even telling you it's going to be a sweep. I just think that the Nuggets in Denver tonight run them off the court.
I don't think the Nuggets are the type of team that blow teams out by 25 or 30. Like, they just wear you out throughout a game, even last year.
You can't believe that they're still coming at you. Yeah. Like, you think you've taken their best shot, and you haven't even taken half of their best shot.
Even last year in the finals, there was no game where Denver was up 30 at halftime. I mean, they just wore Miami out, and Miami always felt like if they go on one run, just one more run, they could get there, and Denver would just wear you out and wear you out, and then you look up, you're down 11 with a minute to go, and you just can't beat them. And that's what happened in this most recent game. L.A. throws that first punch in the first half. LeBron and A.D. are dominating. They're balling. Those two go off for 25-plus. A.D. has 32. And then all of a sudden, Jokic is just lumbering down the floor, turn around, throws up some bunny. It lands in. You don't know how. And you look up, and it's like, oh, yeah, Jamal Murray just hit a three. We're down 13 with 2.5 minutes to go.
I would rather Murray and Jokic beat me than damn Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon ran us off the court by himself.
I'm thinking about a Cavs, Sixers, Nuggets parlay tonight.
Okay.
Sixers.
Sixers plus 5.5.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, Joel's, every time he lands, he can grab that knee.
It's crazy. He only knows how to land on the floor on his back, not on his feet.
Yes.
It's wild, man. He lands with a thud.
Yeah. Them big dudes, them knees go.
But usually you don't see a big dude like that constantly landing on his butt.
The big dude from Ohio State, we had him.
Greg Oden.
Greg Oden knees went bad. You seen Yao Ming walk? He can't even damn near walk. Them big, I don't know how Shaq still has knees, but he's the only big dude with strong knees in the history of the world.
You saw Mario Chalmers trying to recruit Shaquille O'Neal for the Big Three League?
No.
Yeah, Shaq asked him. They're on a pod. I don't know what pod they're on together, but Shaq asked him, like, you think I could play in the Big Three? Chalmers was like, for sure, 100% right now. We switch everything. It's only half court. You just stand in the paint.
Do anything for you to come out here.
He's like, me, you, bees, will dominate that league. Shaq's like, well, I just had hip surgery. He's like, doesn't matter, for sure.
Yeah. Shaq's going to go get $14,000 a game as a billionaire.
Play in a wheelchair.
Yeah, tonight, Sixers, Knicks, 7:30 p.m. The Magic and the Cavs play at 7, and then Lakers Nuggets will be at 10 p.m., the late game tonight. Heat Celtics, by the way, game 2 is Wednesday at 7 p.m. from TD Garden.
Miami Dolphins sent out a tweet with some video of Alec Ingold running the ball, and all it says is tag your bestie below, and Mike Cugno has tagged me on this. That's why I just saw the tweet.
The Marlins, they split their four-game series with the Cubbies over the weekend. They begin a three-game series versus Atlanta tonight in the ATL.
Getting things going. So they're in Atlanta, what, three games? And then we've got a chance for Whopper Juniors again?
Yeah, then they're off Thursday, back at home this weekend.
All right.
Yeah. It's the Nationals.
Because here's my plan, Crowder. Mm-hmm. Tonight's Passover, by the way. Happy Passover to all our Jewish brothers and sisters listening. So brisket tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then brisket tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's Passover, but there's nothing like a brisket sandwich. You should have it on matzah if you're following Passover. If not, you know, as we like to say in the very reform part of Judaism, gesundheit hey, and enjoy yourself. Have a good time. Okay. Wednesday, go back to a little, you know, something healthy, maybe a bowl of Frosted Krispies. Thursday, watch the Panthers game. Friday, Marlins are back home. By Saturday, I think it's free Whopper Junior time.
Hmm.
They've only given us 2 free Whopper Juniors mm-hmm. this season. I think it plays out well this week. Get some brisket, enjoy some matzah, maybe have a little matzah salad.
Yeah.
And by the time the weekend rolls around and you're ready for some of that leavened bread, you hit up BK for a free Whopper Jr. if all goes well.
Matzo ball soup with a little hot sauce.
Talk about it. A little Crowder powder on the brisket. You said it's kosher.
It's kosher, baby. We ready to go. Eat one of them black and white cookies. What? I don't know the rules.
You really shouldn't for Passover.
Never mind. I was joking.
Save that for Rosh Hashanah.
Why not? Why not black and white cookies? That's not leavened, is it?
Yeah. Yeast in there. Dough.
It's a cookie.
There's yeast in
you can
cookies.
Have like you can have a macaroon tonight.
Mm.
You could have chocolate covered matzah, which Lori makes. Very good.
Fire.
But yeah, like no cakes, cookies, that kind of stuff. Mm. Actually, I should take that back. There are kosher for Passover black and white cookies. You just have to like you have to get the kosher for Passover matzah. You can't get the traditional matzah. Are you having a seder tonight, Solana?
I don't know. I honestly,
well,
I
you
no
would
idea.
Know by now. It's 4:23. Wouldn't you know? Like, wouldn't you know if you're having a seder?
Nah, I don't know.
Well, you have a pop up seder.
I guess I should check in with the old Solana clan. But I don't know. Nobody hit me up about it, so I don't know.
They don't want you to come. They're
that's
having one.
They probably just, aren't.
Yeah, they just no. They don't want him to come. He ruins it.
Couple of the NBA accolade finalists were announced yesterday. Bam was a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year, along with Rudy Gobert and Victor Wembanyama. It's going to go to Gobert, by the way.
I was just about to say, spoiler alert, he will not win. So.
Yeah. And Rookie of the Year finalists were announced. Wemby, Chet, Brandon Miller from the Hornets. No Jaime Hawkins Jr.
Triple J as a finalist. How about that?
Yeah.
Wemby, he already has his trophy.
By a mile.
Yeah. Old Chet can play, though. I watched Chet block somebody's ball into the crowd the other night. But
Jaime Hawkins Jr. can play.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on him.
You look good yesterday, man. Like he, it's crazy that the two guys that looked the most composed in a playoff series when things got a little out of hand for Miami were Jaime Hawkins Jr. and Nico Jovic yesterday. Bam Adebayo as well, by the way. Like he was scoring consistently. He had a good game. But Triple J, for a rookie to come out, 16 points, shot efficiently, filled up the stat sheet. He looked good yesterday in his first playoff game.
Are you on Nico Jovic's payroll?
What?
He's good. He's good. Don't sleep on him. He is good.
He's okay.
He's good. He's good.
Decent.
I think you're just a hater. If we're not talking about Kristaps Porzingis or Malcolm Brogdon, you don't want to hear anything.
Triple J can play. Nico Jovic is me with the Dolphins. He can start. He can make plays. But you act like
he's not going to have his jersey hanging in the rafters. I understand.
You never know. I mean, still early in his career.
I kind of know.
This guy brings up Nico Jovic anytime we talk basketball.
Also, don't disrespect Nico Jovic by comparing him to your career. All right? I mean, no disrespect to you, Crowder, but let's be honest here. I mean, you had one interception. Nico Jovic is starting in the NBA playoffs.
I started in the league.
Yeah, I mean, Crowder's had a better professional athletic career than Nico Jovic.
Come on, Solana.
I don't know. It's up for
– You got half the season in the G League.
Yeah. They didn't send me to Europe for half the year.
He's 20 years old. He's 20 years old.
All I said was so far, it ended today. Crowder had a better professional athletic career.
Okay. All right. But we're not setting the bar very high. You know, I mean, give Jovic a couple more years.
You can insult me all you want to. Had a better career than Jovic.
All right. We'll see. Once Jovic chops a 40 burger to beat the Celtics in game two, we're going to have a very different conversation.
He hadn't scored 40 in his whole life. He's never scored 40.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. It's been raining all day here in Miami. Expect some more rain throughout the afternoon in South Florida. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's do 15 minutes of heat. That's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. We're talking about Jovic at the end of the last segment. Somebody emailed Ira at the Sun Sentinel. And if you want to glean something positive, the emailer says, the experience Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Nikola Jovic get from this series will be invaluable. I think it's the only positive that will come from this Celtics matchup. Now, I know that's a silly takeaway after you got your ass handed to you in game one, but I don't think it's the worst take in the world.
Oh, good.
Because you get, I'm telling you, Crowder, to get some good, first of all, you're getting good playoff minutes from Jaquez and Jovic. That goes a long way, man. I'd rather have Jimmy Butler out there. I'd rather have it so that Jovic doesn't even have to play. I understand what you're about to rebut this with. I'm just telling you, if you're looking for a positive, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world to get them some serious playoff minutes.
And get your ass whooped being down by 34 at one point.
Right, but you're getting those minutes.
That minutes, nothing. You think that Triple J and Nico are going to be big pieces on a championship team? We need them to have this to win in the future. Come on, man.
I think Jaquez will be for sure. And I don't think that Jovic will be just an afterthought. But Jaquez for sure.
Like, I don't know if these are. And like you say, Triple J can play. And I enjoy it.
I mean, think about Bam. Think about Bam. Like, are they somewhat.
Triple J is nowhere close to Bam.
Aren't they somewhat similar, Solana, in where they were drafted and what they were doing in their first season?
Yeah, actually, you could make the argument Jaime Jaquez Jr. has had a way better rookie season than Bam Adebayo. Don't forget, in Bam's rookie season, he was basically backing up Hassan Whiteside and was just seen as like a rebound defensive 4 or 5. That's it. Like, he was out there to set screens, rebound for 22 minutes a game, and play good defense. I mean, nobody thought Bam Adebayo could take the steps that he's taken to be a perennial all-star. Hawk, I'm with you, man. And not just because, Crowder, you're going to call me a Heat homer, but you have to look for some sort of positives here. You know what the situation is. You're without Jimmy Butler going up against the Boston Celtics, and you're without Terry Rozier.
What's the knock on OKC? Great season. What's the knock on OKC in the playoffs right now?
No playoff experience.
Young, inexperienced.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting some experience for these young Heaters.
And if they get run off the court by 30 points for four games straight, I don't know if that's experience I want them to have.
But if that doesn't happen.
Ira responds with, I'm not sure about the only positive since it is relatively early. And you could even make a case that DeLon Wright made a case on Sunday to bring him back next season. But yes, there not only is nothing like playoff experience, but there also is no better stage for a team to get a read on how such players handle such moments. And that's a good point, too, from Ira, which is, okay, Jaime Jaquez Jr. is getting some playoff experience, but you know, I remember in 2020, like you learned something about Tyler Hero on a pretty big stage early on, which was, hey, this kid's not a flash in the pan. Like this kid's a guy you can rely on come crunch time. And I think you kind of felt that with Jaime Jaquez Jr.
I'll go with Ira's sentiment of seeing what you have more than it's a great experience to be in the game. You see that the platform's not bigger than them. You see that right. They don't get caught up in. I'll ride with Ira on that. I'm with Ira on that one.
Yeah, look at Kendrick Nunn. Started every single game that season. Playoffs came around. It was obvious for Spo. Like, this guy's not somebody who can help you win a title. He was just a solid player as a rookie during the regular season. Like, right now, you're getting a chance to see that, hey, Jaime Jaquez Jr. can put up 16 points in his first playoff game on efficient shooting and hang tough with the best team in the league. I think that's invaluable for a guy like that.
I want to see a game 2 points up or down with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and if Jaime can hit that shot, and if Nico can hit that shot.
We don't want him taking that shot.
If it's Jaime Jaquez Jr. taking that shot in the playoffs, something's gone terribly wrong.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the big three. I'm looking at Jason.
He shouldn't be that option.
I'm looking
though.
At Tatum.
Like, there's,
Tatum,
I can
Brown,
go down
Porzingis.
The list. He's not the guy that's taking that shot.
Tatum,
the only way he ends up with the ball in that situation, taking that shot, is it bounced off someone's butt because the pass was errant.
That's what
ended
I mean.
Up in his hand.
You gotta have stars. We talk about Murray and Jokic. Like,
well,
that's
the
what
Heat
we
do
need.
Have stars, though. I mean, I know sure. This is too early to have the conversation, but I have a feeling at the end of this series, whenever it may be, whether it's after four games or seven games, I have a feeling that there's going to be a serious conversation about the stars, because the three stars, I mean, is there anyone you wouldn't give up Luka for?
No.
I don't know if because I don't know what Dallas is going to do, Solana, and I don't know if they'll even come back and win that series. If they do, it's a,
but they're not trading Luka. Like Luka would have
I'm
to.
I'm just saying, at some point, don't they have to have that conversation too?
No, they don't. Luka.
Does Phoenix have to have the conversation about KD?
No, I don't think Phoenix does.
Really?
Not about KD
if they,
and Booker.
If they don't make it out of the first round?
I think they would want to have the conversation about Bradley Beal. Like, was that the right person to go bring in to pair up with these two other wings? But
should have consulted with you.
Bradley Beal has a no trade clause, which is why the Miami Heat didn't want to trade for him in the first place. Like, what if Bradley's like, oh, I don't care. I'm making money. I don't want to go somewhere else. The Mavericks are not going to trade Luka Doncic. Now, can Luka?
No, I was just throwing it out there. Is it like, is someone on the Heat so untouchable that you wouldn't have a conversation? Because that's what happened with Dame, right? Because Dame's on this Heat team if they were willing to let go of Bam.
But
correct? I think
but Dame wants to be in Miami to play with Bam.
I got you. I'm just telling you. Dame's on this Heat team if the Heat were willing to get rid of Bam. Portland didn't care what Dame wanted, as evidenced by him playing in Milwaukee. Yeah. So it didn't matter whether he wanted to play with Bam or not. They didn't care. They wanted Bam, and he was untouchable. right?
Yes.
I mean, that's fair to say.
Yes.
They could have had Dame Lillard this season. He would have been out there with Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero, and it could have been a mess, and it could have been great. I don't know. But I wonder at the end of this series, if it plays out the way that it did yesterday, is there a change in attitude about that core three? Butler, Bam, Hero.
No, I want to go Bam, Butler, Hero. I think Bam is the more important piece of the big three right now with Jimmy's age and
but
what's
he's
been
the guy
on.
That stopped the Dame deal. Like he was the guy that Portland coveted, and it was no deal for that. Now, again, Pat Riley thought it didn't matter. So I wonder if he knew, hey, there's a deal on the table to Milwaukee. We are sending him there regardless, or Bam goes into the deal. I think Pat Riley felt like he held all the cards. I don't know if he would have given him up or not for Dame Lillard. No. I honestly don't know.
No, he would not. I'll tell you right now, there is no way the Miami Heat at that point, right? Like we're not talking now. We're talking at that point.
Right then. Yeah.
That the Miami Heat were
going
to give
up finals.
Bam Adebayo, who they believe is their number one piece to build around. Like he is the perfect player to build around. If you could add scoring talent around him, they were not going to trade him. And I would take it a step further, Hawk. Remember when Kevin Durant wanted to leave the Brooklyn Nets? Perhaps Miami can land KD if they're willing to give up Bam Adebayo. But I don't think the Heat, in any talks between them internally, thought, hey, we're willing to put Bam Adebayo on the table. We've had this conversation in the past. Bam Adebayo, in my opinion, is coveted as untouchable by the Miami Heat. But you start talking Luka, you start talking a Giannis, you know, not that those guys will be available, then it's a little different.
Bam, Luka, Bradley Beal, Eastern Conference champions.
Bam.
Okay, yeah.
Luka.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal.
Hawk, LeBron, Steph Curry, Bam, and prime Michael Jordan, Eastern Conference champions. I mean, yeah.
Pat Riley, head coach.
No, but Hawk, just to go back to something Crowder said, where you say you need stars to win. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. Miami, to get over the mountaintop, I think we're all in agreement. They need a Damian Lillard-type player, right? Like, we're all in agreement there.
A legit offensive threat. That's what we need.
They need to improve their roster with another star. But you're looking at the Phoenix Suns right now, who went out and got three star caliber players. Why can't they get over the hump? Well, because they don't have enough of the other guys around those three players. So when you're talking about valuable playoff experience, knowing what you can get out of a young guy like Jaime Jaquez Jr., in my opinion, you're looking at a potential quality role player for the next 10 years that the Miami Heat are viewing in big moments right now, saying he could be that guy. He can't be Luka. He can't be the number one on a championship team. I think we're on agreement there. But can he be a quality role player starting or coming off the bench around superstars? You're seeing the potential there.
100%. But I would say this. You give Eric Spoelstra the Phoenix roster, 100%. They're not down right
for
now.
For sure. For sure.
100%.
I'm with you.
Yep. So that's the difference, where Eric is doing more with less. Where if you give him that, come on, bro. If you give him that, we might have won the damn East if that roster was in Miami.
Might have.
100%.
Bro, yeah, for sure.
Totally agree with that. Yeah. Heat, by the way, one more time, 14.5-point underdogs to Boston on Wednesday. They have a couple nights off. So you get Passover tonight, Panthers tomorrow, Heat Wednesday, Panthers Thursday. They're both off Friday, right?
Yes. Both teams are off Friday.
And then do they both play Saturday?
I think they both play. Miami plays Saturday at
or
home.
Is it Saturday, Sunday?
I think the Florida Panthers play Saturday as well. I'll tell you right now,
hold
really
on,
quickly.
Yeah, they play Saturday. Panthers play Saturday at 5.
Yeah, the Heat play at
the Heat play Saturday as well?
Yeah, the Heat play Saturday also.
Okay. That'll be a home game at the
home game.
I don't know, but it could be 1 o'clock, right? Could be an early game.
I think it's a 7 p.m. game. And
it's
then
a 6 p.m. game.
6 p.m. And game four, the time has not been released yet for game four Monday.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go. 15 minutes of heat. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get your headlines. We probably do need to talk draft at some point this week. I don't know if it'll have to wait till Thursday, but at some point, Crowder's up there in Detroit. Crowder's got a comedy show in Detroit. When is that? Wednesday?
It's Wednesday, 7 and 9:30. Two shows.
Nervous?
And I've done it twice now. Hell, I got the second.
Yeah, but now you're in Detroit. That's not exactly your home turf.
I'm doing the street team, though. I'm going out tonight and passing out flyers by hand.
This guy, man. He is funny. He is pushing P at Delaware Chicken Farm and Funky Buddha Tap Room, and he's handing out flyers in Detroit. I mean, this guy is amazing.
I like me a check, Hawk. I like me a check.
God bless you. Love this guy. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Vix Vaparu.
Hawk and Crowder. Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.